Good morning, everybody. In the next 10 minutes, I want to talk about root for corn and soybeans in Iowa. As an introduction, I will start with one question that usually I believe that most of you know about that. What we know about root? I think the answer is pretty easy. Most of you should have something related to that. So root system, what is the function? So it's the connection between soil and the plant, and also it's related to the plant growth yield, and soil health. And the root attributes, sure, for sure, some of you also had heard about that, that is related also with the architecture, mass, depth, length, specific length and density. And root have also some constraints to grow that is related with the soil physical and chemical properties, and also soil water availability. What is important to know about root? And at the beginning of all this conference, we're hearing about a lot of yield productivity, and also about the increase of yield, these kind of things. So what is important to know about root? Because we can improve our understanding the interactive factor between crops, soils, and weather conditions. This is one of my favorite figures that I'm presenting here, because in soils like in the Midwest that we have different levels of the water tables, here we can see how the root can grow in condition that the water table is shallow. And also we can see in conditions that the water table is deep. However, we don't know exactly what is going on, how the root grow under these conditions. So to know a little bit about soil, about root, sorry, I want to introduce you one of my favorite figures also, that is published in one paper that recently was accepted in Field Crop Research. And here in this figure we can see the difference, the root elongation rate, and also the maximum root depth in this soil in Iowa. So how we determine or how we measure root depth? We were using a simple conventional probe. We were sampling during the in-season how the speed of root elongation was in different fields in Iowa. If you want to have more information about that, please go and visit the paper that was recently published in Field Crop, as mentioned before. You will find there all the process, the materials, method that we were using in order to get this information. So what is important about root? For me, I think it's one of the important things is to know about mass, length, and another parameter that the root we should know, because I believe it, I don't know here which field are you working with, but I think this is important for many fields in the range from breeding, soil science, and modeling, and many other disciplines that is related with root. We know that root is one of the most important aspects in plant because it's the connection above and below ground. So we need to know what is going on up and down in order to at least maintain yield potential, or try to get to the yield potential in plant. But we need to know many factors on that. So one of my motivation to do this work was because when I started working in this project, I started looking at the literature and I found that there was no information about root, at least in the Midwest, specifically in Iowa. So that's why I decide, or we create our objective that was quantify root mass and naturally contained. Why? Because there was no good information for that in the literature. And then was to quantify distribution among soil, crops and positions. And then to develop parameters for crop modeling. We had a specific root length density, current and nitrogen ratio, and root shoot ratio. So to do that, we ran many experiments in Iowa, in different places, that we can see in this table that we had different kind of soils, and also we had different system like drain and no drain, tile drain, sorry. And then for that we used two crops, soybean and maize. In total we had 12 treatments. And we had usually one randomized block design. And for maize we were using 170 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen. Our method was pretty simple. There was no that complicated. We were using, as I mentioned at the beginning, it was a conventional probe. And then when we had a maximum root depth, like happened in R5 for maize and R5 for soybeans, we went with the hydraulic probe and we were taking soil core, more or less 2.2 meters deep. And then we were collecting the soil, and then we moved to the lab to do all the process. You can see the nice figure how the root looked like at that depth. So here we can see a bit clearly how what we were doing, and the collection of the root sample was in the road, and between road you can see the small point that we had there in the red and blue color. So we were taking the core, we moved to the lab, and then the amazing thing, the root cleaning. That is a process that we start like dissolving the soil in water, and then the preparation of the soil, and then we were using an infiltrator to clean the roots that work with the water pressure and air. And then finally we had here in the number 4 how the roots look like after the cleaning process. And then this core, I forgot to tell you at the beginning, this core was split in 7 different layers. That was from 0.15 to 0.30 until almost 2 meter depth. So it's the way how we did this, we split the core. So why to do that? Because this is important to know when we are working in, for example, guys that working in carbon, soil carbon, these things we more or less can know until what depth we can find roots. So this year we are working and we are expecting to have at least more than 1,300 samples to clean. In the results section, here in the next couple of, I think, 3 or 4 slides, you will see the same or kind of the same figure, the structure of my figures. And here we have this maize and soybean root. In the left section, after the line, the middle one, we have the value of the root that we got in the middle of the 2 rows. In the right side, we have what we got in the in-row sampling. So this we have for soybean and maize. So for me, the important here was the distribution for at least in the first layer of the soil, 0.15 centimeter. We can see that there was variability in the root production for this crop. And maize had higher root production than soybeans. That is pretty logical, I think, in my understanding. So to summarize this, because in the graph it's a bit complicated to see that value, so I pull all the data for sites. We were working in 6 different sites, so you can see those values in this table summarizing for corn and soybean in different sampling points. So it's the amount of mass that we got for each point. But if we want to see with more detail and to have more or less an idea of what is the productivity root of maize or soybeans. Here we can see that approximately pulling both points, we had about 2.5 tons or megagrams and close to 1.5 megagrams for soybean. This is summarizing or summing all the root that we got in the whole profile, about 2 meters there. And then we go to the root length density, that is pretty much the same. The distribution always in the top layer is bigger than the bottom ones. So, and then the values, in this case we had the average point for the whole profile. You can see these values is had at the top layer there is variation among sites, and the bottom one is more or less the same. There is no big difference between them. A specific root length. This is also one of the important parameters, specifically for the guys that they are working with modeling, because in some models they are using one particular value in order to simulate what is the root growth or what is the distribution of root in the soil. So here we can see that to do simulation and to get an accurate simulation, it's important to use a particular values for this site. And carbon and nitrogen ratio, so these values are the same. There are variation between sites, and the important here is the difference that we can see between sites in the core. And what happened with soybean is pretty much the same in the whole profile. And then we go into analyze root nitrogen, that we can see the difference. There are big differences between corn and soybean, but when we see the carbon nitrogen, corn has bigger values compared to soybeans. So what is important, all these things that I'm talking about, because if we do good our job, we will be able to do good simulation, in this case for the guys that they are working with modeling. For example, here I simulate root using absinthe, and we can see how good absinthe did in my data, but that is not the only important. The important is what you got at the end. If you have good information below ground, you can also will be able to simulate what is happened above ground. So at the end of the day, this is, I think, the most important for that guy that are working in modeling. We need to look at what is going on below ground. Many of guys that are working with modeling, they have some hard time to get good simulation above ground because we don't know what is going on in the soil. Thanks for your attention. And here we can see some of my conclusion or remarks.
Questions? No. No questions? All right.
Yeah. When you wash the roots, how much of the fine roots get maybe washed away or not measurable compared to the hardened roots?
And I believe that we don't lose root when we use this process, because you can see in this, in the number 3, this is the washing machine that we are using. It's a Lutrator. So this Lutrator has different screens of that we can keep of different kind of root size, very small size of root. So I believe that we don't lose root when we do this cleaning, because it has different layers that the root will stack. So I believe that is pretty good system that we had.
Thank you.
Sam?
Right.
Thank you.